Welcome to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner Tom Meglia.
Hello, everybody. This is Tom Meglia, financial planner and financial advisor, your financial coach. How are you? It's good to talk to you and be with you again for today's program. Every Saturday, 2 o'clock on KKLA 99.5 FM. The name of the program is Knowing the Economy of God, and we're here to explain and teach and educate just what God's economy is, how it works, and how to apply it in your normal and everyday life. It's pretty heavy. We love it. And let's get started. It's just really cool. By the way, that music you're hearing, the music you're listening to, is from Bonnie Moore of Monrovia, California. She's a great harpist. If you like her music, I told Bonnie I'd let people know how to get to her website. It's bonnieharpsong.com. www.bonnieharpsong.com. And it really lifts me up. I hope it does you too. Hope you enjoy it. You know, the first two shows, the first two programs we've been talking about, okay, in knowing the economy of God, what does that basically mean? What is the economy of God? Well, the Bible talks about a system, a set of systems also that are related to finance and economics. God has talked about so many things about finance, about economics, about money management, all from the Bible. And I've gone from Genesis to the book of Revelation, all 66 books, and extracted what I believe are every economic principle that God talks about in His Word and is asking us to listen, obey, and to change towards what He wants us to do. So I think it's exciting. I really do. Today we'll talk about a little bit more about ownership, and ownership is the first of four anchors to really understand and to be Christians as far as getting it, getting God's economy, understanding God's economy. We really need to understand the four anchors of God's economy. I call them anchors because without these four things, we're really not getting a grip on finances, on understanding as Christians, people who call Jesus Christ not just Savior, but Lord, submitting their finances to Christ. In order to do that, people need to know the four anchors of God's economy. And the first anchor is God is the one and only true owner of everything. Us, our finances, anything we have control or possession of, God is the one and true owner. And that sets the tone for who the manager is. We are in the role, which is anchor number two, of steward or manager, servant manager of what does not belong to us. It belongs to God. So ownership, stewardship, the third anchor is the very first thing any good steward does in the role of steward is to be a giver, a cheerful, loving, and consistent giver of everything that one has and can give of, time, talents, treasures, anything for God's glory, God's use. And the fourth anchor is contentment. Understanding that I can be content. I can be content today. Not if something were to happen, but I'm content right now. So the four anchors, God's owner, or the steward, giving is the first order of stewardship, and contentment, becoming a contented believer and servant for Christ. Those are the four anchors we focus on. Now, what we do in explaining God's economy is we have a recipe. There's a four-part recipe, okay? Just like anything, there's a recipe. So I hope you like this recipe. We cite the scripture, state the economic principle, talk about how do you apply this to your normal life, and then fourth, the prayer of change, asking God to take over and redirect the way we are and what we do. It doesn't always have to be super earthquake-type stuff, does it? It can be small things, but it shows that we're trying. It shows that we're listening to God. So in understanding God's economy, we always have the scripture being the lead of the recipe, the lead item. So when we cite scripture, let's begin. Number one, here's some verses for you. In understanding God as owner, Psalm 24:1, the earth is the Lord's and all its fullness. Deuteronomy 8:18, a great verse, especially a great verse for those that think they've done it all by themselves. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth. Haggai 2:8. You know the book of Haggai? I didn't even know it was in there until I looked in the New Old Testament. So I found the book of Haggai 2:8. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. Really interesting. Proverbs 22:2. The rich and poor have this in common. The Lord is the maker. So if Jesus Christ is Lord of our financial areas, of our lives, as he's supposed to be in other areas, if we're dying to ourselves and being alive in Christ, and we're saying, Jesus, be Lord of the financial area of my life, not just Savior of my life, but Lord of the financial area. Everyone who lives has a financial side of their life, of the way they live. That's very important that we make Jesus Lord. So the principle, the economic principle here is that Christ is Lord of the financial area of my life. And we'll talk later about what does that look like. What does it mean? I think another point we need to share with people too is there can't be two owners. Can't be God and Tom. It's got to be God or Tom. And if I'm the owner, I've crowded out the Lord. I'm doing what I want to do. So it's either God or me, not God and me. It's not joint tenancy. God and Tom, joint tenancy. No, this is in California, where we have different kinds of ways of titling property. It's God only. He is the one and true owner, not Tom, not you. Now, do I believe that I'm the owner? And the things that we do say what we believe. And after the upcoming break, we'll be talking about what does it look like to actually live and walk in our normal life as God being the one and true owner. So what do I believe? Do I believe God's the owner or me or both? And we need as Christians to say, God, help me to live with you being the owner, not me. I'm the servant steward. And also, do we submit control of our finances to the Lord? It's very difficult for all of us to give up control, to surrender control. Most people don't want to give up control. It's not normal. It's not of our flesh, of our will to give up control. Because then we're out of control and we've got to trust something we cannot see with our eyes. But we need to see with our hearts and our minds, our souls, not just with our eyeballs. So I think that what I do and what you do with our finances, also our time and talents, says what we really believe about who is the boss, me or the Lord. I think there's encouragement too, and that's grace. That there's always a second chance, second opportunity, and more opportunities, 55 opportunities, 75, to make wise changes toward trusting God and obeying. And blessings are going to follow, there's no question. Blessings follow obedience, but they may not be tangible. They may be intangible. Okay, that's very important for people to know in God's economy. So often it's, well, what did